America, just think with me for a moment, if you would. Picture this with me. Just think about 40,000 people getting together to protest crimes against we the people and the laws of our constitutional republic at the state capitol. Do you realize that we could stop the crimes against we the people in 1 week? That is, when the people say that enough is enough. How is it that the American people have evolved into finding within themselves that it is normal to strip themselves of their clothes, paint themselves half purple and half yellow, put horns on their head, and then present themselves as absolute fools for the world to see, while screaming to the point of losing their voice along with any dignity that they may have had left? And all of this, friends, over a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball? Or what of a little golf ball? Or what of a baseball? A soccer ball? A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times.
Welcome to St. Louis in front of Cavalier. Score!
Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies are attacking you while you are entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms? Your enemies have stated that America's God is now their sports. And just think to yourself that you have been desensitized into believing that there's something wrong with them that are fighting for your freedoms. Just think about what I'm saying. America has been so stupefied to believe that the preacher is too radical when preaching out against them that murder innocent babies in their womb? That sounds pretty radical to me. But not the sports commentators that act like hoodlums on a double shot of caffeine when the game is going in the direction that they would have it go. Friends, is it too radical to preach out against them that advocate crimes against nature? Homosexuality? Or what if this? To preach out against crime and corruption within our government. This is the whole purpose of the church, friends. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when this goes, all goes. After all, it is the church's job to preach out against the darkness. And what does the light do? The light reproves the darkness. This is the church's job. So, Protestants, the reason that America is where America is today, because the professed church is no longer proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a repentant nation. I mean to say, why would America repent when it is the church that is entertaining themselves out of their liberties while they're being entertained through sports?
I know many of you across the country in your churches are preparing to have Super Bowl parties as well.
Can you imagine what America would be like if it actually stood up and fought for the freedoms in which hundreds of thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give unto us? Or to the 78% of Americans that claim to serve Christ, oh, don't forget 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. After all, friends, God has shed his grace upon us. And of course, not without sacrifice. Yes, we need the old-time gospel preached in power without compromise. Why? George Whitefield rightly proclaimed that the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. How is the church to preach? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly proclaimed, "Preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion." Or what of John Wesley, the great field prophet, back in England in the 1700s, that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world can watch him burn? So America, let me ask you, what will it be? a game in which you'll probably forget the score to the following week, and do consider the freedom in which you lose through illegal policies to the crimes committed against we the people that is only tolerated. So again, what will it be? God and establishing righteousness through his son Jesus Christ.
Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've got much to cover again. I mean, folks, honestly, I can't stay up on top the topics concerning how you are being inundated, assailed on a daily basis. And I can say this almost every show. And I don't know why people look at it like this is not the truth of the matter when I say that they're assailing you. Folks, they're at war with who we are. And again, you can always go back to the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency that's been set up after September 11th under the what? The active tyranny. You know it as the Patriot Act. It does just the exact opposite as its name. But again, friends, they're defining you as the enemy. And on a daily basis, they're showing you who the enemy is. And they mean to upend who we are. And that's exactly what they're doing on a 24/7 basis. And it's not a joke. I really honestly believe this, and I'm not saying this to scare people, but I do want you to contemplate what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said over 200 years ago. He said, once a republic is corrupted, we are a constitutional republic. He said, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by what? But by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. How do you do that? Well, folks, you magnify the law. That's we the people. We bring forth, here's the answer again for the 10,000th time on the show. You impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then you prosecute them for their crimes, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So what is Thomas Jefferson saying? Thomas Jefferson is saying exactly what he practiced during that particular time, along with 56 of the said signers and 3% of the population, the colonies, the 13 colonies, that said no more. What did they do? They obeyed the Lord and they brought justice upon the heads of the wicked. So what is Thomas saying here, friends? Again, if a republic is corrupted, we are, Article 4, Section 4, he said there's no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. You know,
the second part of what he said here, restoring its lost principles, isn't that foreign to the American people, especially the professed Christians that call themselves clearly what it is that they fail to exhibit on a 24/7 basis? James 2:14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. Here, I'll tell you what it says. Faith without works is dead, in a nutshell. Do you realize that if you've been redeemed, Christians, you do redemptive work? Do you realize, Christians, that if you repent, you bring forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11? And then the first one, friends, go back. Isaiah 58, verse 12, we're to be the repairers of the breach. We're the people that are called to bring forth the answers. We're the ones that are supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Matthew 16, 18. Does that sound familiar, people? No, it doesn't to people in this country, and that's why I'm going to continuously hold to the old-time gospel. James 6:16, the Lord says, go back to the old path. He said, go back to the old path, and then you'll know peace, but not until then. And going back to the old path, if you pay attention to what's between the first part of that and the second portion of what I just stated in Jeremiah 6:16, what is it that we have to do to establish peace? Well, we have to bring forth judgment. You can go to Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. It's a prime example of what we're talking about. You can go to Isaiah 51, verse 4, another prime example of what I'm talking about here. And then you can also go to Isaiah 26, verse 9, when it says that when the judgments of the Lord are in the world, the inhabitants will learn righteousness, and not until then. See, what you have, friends, is you have a bunch of corrupt individuals making the rules, which are unconstitutional, their policies that undermine the Constitution, but you don't obey the Lord and his laws. You obey the corrupt that you complain about all day long. And that's the commandments of men. And the Lord told us to beware of that in Mark 7. So let me finish this again. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility. In other words, friends, there's no way out of this. You can run, but you cannot hide. Numbers 32, why? Because your sin is finding you out. And Thomas Jefferson is relaying the message to his posterity, me and you, exactly what it is that we have to do to in order to reestablish who it is that we are. He said there's no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. That's what the church is called to do. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. That's exactly right. But you got all these organizations out there that are combating the evil. Oh, no, they're not, friends. They're making them out to be money makers so they have a job. Friends, how many of these that are out there taking your money 24/7, talking about how they're fighting this corruption and that corruption, whose rules are they playing by? The Constitution and what our forefathers established, or by the corrupt judicial injustice system? You tell me. And they all the well know it, but they continuously go along with the rules that are made, and then they wonder why they keep losing the same game, because they don't listen. You know, it was actually Thomas Jefferson that said this as well. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots. Patriot, by the way, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to maintain and uphold dying laws. That's what patriots do. Right? They sacrifice themselves maintaining the law. They fulfill the law the way that Christ did the moral law in Matthew 5:17, Romans 3:31, the list goes on. But again, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He said it's the natural manure. It's the natural manure. Hey, man, it's time to rise to the level of expectation. Hello, man, it's time for you to rise up, stand up, and be counted for such a time as this, because this is an opportunity that has been given unto us by the Lord to prove exactly who he is for such a time as this. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Just a reminder, if you want to jump on social media platforms, do. We're going to be talking about since when is it, and since when did it become Franklin Graham's job to defend the said president? He's defending the president
of the crimes that he's committing against the Lord. He's advocating the crimes that are being committed against the Lord in defense of a corrupt scoundrel. We'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. One more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just saying, if this is the first time watching or listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. The only stability that we have in this country, friends, is heaven in the Constitution that was given unto us by the forefathers. And boy, oh boy, were you given much. Therefore, much is required, Scripture tells us. Okay, so let's kick this off. We're going to be talking about Franklin Graham doing his job and defending the said president concerning his sins before a just and a holy God. This is nothing new. His daddy was the ecumenical preacher. They called him the evangelical pope. He was a friend of the world, which is enmity with God. And I'm not going to get into all of that, but we've been through it enough for people to understand. I got a whole book somebody sent to me recently, The Friends of Billy Graham. And I'll tell you what, friends, he was a worldling.
Every step of the way, he was a worldling. And how many administrations had he been a part of? And he was doing the same thing as his little creepy son Franklin is doing today. I'll tell you what, we're going to get into that in just a couple minutes. I want to get to this first because we're seeing this more and more. We see it all day on scrolls. We see all the young people that are ripped off. We understand where they're going. If you're paying attention, you understand how this is happening. Again, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And but we're seeing a lot of young people just disappearing out of nowhere. We're also seeing prominent individuals in the world of science, doctors, holistic doctors, the list goes on, where they're just mysteriously dying off as well. But I want to highlight, not only have we known of that, but we're also seeing in front of us today another distraction of missing scientists, and they call it the mystery. It's not a mystery, friends. They all the well know what's going on because they're the ones that are creating these headlines. And again, I think it's important for you to pay attention. Now, again, I just, if people are going to tell the truth, I don't care the source. I'm going to go back over to the source and I'm going to highlight the source. But I have zero respect for Fox News because I know that they're a bunch of controlled operatives and useful idiots. And that's exactly what they are. And they're making a lot of money off of serving their golden calves. With that said, read Exodus 32. With that said, I want to cover the topic of missing scientists. There's a whole mess of them missing. And again, they're just acting like that they're befuddled is the word. They're dumbfounded. They're confounded. They don't know what's going on. Here, let me just kind of guess here. Let me throw a guess in the ring here. Is it because they're exposing the opposite of what we're being told by the said administration and the previous administration and the previous administration and the previous administration? I bet it has everything to do with it.
Military figures, all tied to pretty important research. What are you thinking tonight?
So, Laura, this is crazy. I mean, it sounds like it was ripped off the front pages of a supermarket tabloid. And look, we always have to be careful in investigations. Correlation does not necessarily equate to causality, but from July of 2023 until February of 2026, 10 of these folks, and these are, Laura, these are 10-pound brains. These are people that literally split atoms in their spare time. They work for government contracting programs. They're in the military. And for 10 of them to meet their demise or to disappear, look, Occam's razor is always in effect when you're doing investigations. It's usually the simplest solution. I don't believe in aliens coming down and snatching them up. I don't believe that they're quarantined at Area 51. However, what do foreign agents do when they're here in this country? They set about to conduct sabotage, espionage, and acts of terror. This is something that you can tell when the FBI says no comment. Read between the lines there. That tells me that there's an investigation ongoing right now.
Okay, so folks, what you're hearing, friends, are people saying the same things that we are, driving the same narrative, that we're not being told the truth here, friends. This isn't just happening by chance. And notice the correlation of them in the military and their scientists, friends. I can almost guess that these 10 people and these 10 individuals that were highlighted here that have gone missing, or they met their demise, as the gentleman said, I can almost bet, friends, that they didn't go along with what they were told to do. Now, I think people are also paying attention to the fact that many of the colonels and many of the generals have now been fired under the Donald Trump administration for not going along with Mylakowski and his wars with the Middle East, right? To dominate them at the expense of the blood of our boys. Read Amos 4 when you get a moment. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose. It all leads to the same direction that we continuously see it leading us to. And what is it? Israel, number one. And I'm talking about Rothschild's Israel. Folks, it's all pointing right back to Israel. And I'm talking about, again, the man-made Israel, not the Israel of God. Read Colossians 3:11 when you get a moment. Read Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Read Romans 2:28 and 29 when you get a minute. Make distinction and look at Jesus confronting these people that you're taking for face value as being the Israel of God. No, they weren't. Just like the Pharisees of the day in John 8:44, they were claiming to be the children of God too. And what was Jesus saying to them? You're of your father, the devil. You do the things of your father. You lie. You murder. John 10:10. You come to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? Enough is enough. But with that, this is where it's leading. This is where it's all going. You know, all of these said preachers of the day, the popular preachers, do you realize, Americans, they're all Zionist? Ignorant individuals that have no business being there, but they're there and they're being promoted because they're driving the narrative like the heretic John Hagee, like the heretic Jack Hibbs, like the heretic, I can go on and on and on and on. Anybody that's popular out there amongst preachers, friends, assure yourselves, take a step back, take off the blinders, friends, read the Word of God. You will see that every single one of them are paid influencers, every single one of them. Why? Because they're driving the same narrative. They're driving their congregants to what? To support Israel first. It's all become about Israel this and Israel that. Wait a second. That's not how you make America great again. And that's not the slogan anymore, which, by the way, Donald Trump stole from Ronald Reagan. If you've never been to the museum there in Simi Valley, California, go there and you could just come up with the same conclusion I did almost instantaneously. It's like, wait a second, did Donald Trump walk through here and steal all of his talking points? Yes, he did. But it's not about making America great again anymore, friends. It's about making Israel great again, said Donald Trump. It's about Israel first, said Donald Trump. And all of his allies and all of these said representatives across the United States, the governors, the mayors, the list goes on, they're all bought and paid for and they're installed. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. Donald Trump said Israel is our top ally. This is brand new. In fact, they're a far more important ally than the American people themselves. That's what it says. That is why I've taken out Iran to help them with the use of the boys of America. And further, they are important because they are God's chosen people. No, they are not. We Christians are the Israel of God. Read your Bibles. Put down your Schofield Bibles, friends. The man was a heretic. Shut down the Darby's, which has been discredited, generations ago. He said they're God's chosen people. This is the guy that can't even call us out for who we are as a nation. This is the guy that if you were to talk the Constitution to him, it would be like talking Chinese to him. It's foreign to him. Okay, so when he talks about making a statement, or he makes a statement such as this, saying they're God's chosen people, he's merely parroting what his handlers are telling him to say. Then he goes on, after he says they're God's chosen people, and as a newfound Christian who reads the Bible, he said, I now realize that Israel is God's sacred people. We are. And they are going to heaven even though they haven't accepted Jesus. Is that a different gospel, friends? You better know it is. Do you think that this is happening by chance? You better wake up and smell the coffee, friends. This is about confounding and what? Confusing the people. Read Daniel 9:7. I want to show you this because I think it's important for you to see it. I've said this to you before. Our forefathers, if they were to take a loan concerning their administration before the end of their administration was up, their tenure, they had to pay that loan back. Now you're up to 40 trillion, say they. I don't believe it, but that's what they say, okay? They're up to $40 trillion. And where's all that money going to? It's being distributed to what? And dispersed to what? Foreign nations. You know, one has to ask the question, why does a country with now $40 trillion in debt give billions in financial aid to other countries? Why are they stealing money from us, the taxpayers, to give to their favorite foreign nations? I want you to see something here again. This is creepy. Rick Scott, he's another creep, friends, from Florida. They're all AIPAC. They all have handlers. They're all taking money from AIPAC. Where's AIPAC getting that money? The Israeli handlers, and I'm talking about, again, modern-day Israel, they're stealing your money, and then they're paying off your politicians to war against you. That's what's going on. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment, and then we're going to get to the main topic. Since when did it become Franklin's, Graham's job to defend the said president against God?
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
I'm going to get right over to this. By the way, I was just highlighting what Donald Trump stated on a post, and I just read that to the people on how their ally Israel is become more important than even the American people. That's what it said. That's what I read. Okay, so with that, and there's a source on the screen if you'd like to see that. We always give references. But I want you to understand something that I was telling you before the end of the last segment. When our forefathers actually borrowed money, they paid it back before the end of their tenure. Now you have a up to $40 trillion deficit, which again, I don't believe it whatsoever. If you believe it, then you become a slave to the lender, right? As Proverbs tells us. But with that, you know,
this alliance between modern day Israel and them showing this occult like allegiance to Rothschilds, you know, the bankers, you know, those that create the wars, that's who they're showing their allegiance to. It's like none other than Judas when he, you know, showed his allegiance to the Pharisees that wanted Christ murdered, the truth murdered, and he sold them out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. Same difference, same thing. They're a bunch of Judases. Hey, friends, I want you to be encouraged. Their game's almost over as well. Read Psalm 37 when you get time. Read the whole chapter. Psalm 37, their game is almost over as well. I just want to make clear you all understand. Quit acting like the devil and his minions are all-powerful. No, they're not. Your daddy is, if you're in him. And you're in his son, Jesus Christ, because we're joint heirs with Christ. And if he delivered up Jesus for us all, right? If he delivered up his own son to redeem us, will he not give us all things? Yeah, for the purpose of what? His glory. John 15:8, as it is on this earth, so it be in heaven. But look at this. I want you to check this out. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. This is George Washington. Listen to what he said. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Why is it that Americans don't understand what's going on here? So if you don't understand it and you give them enough rope, friends, this is exactly what they're going to do, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Check this out. Rick Scott wants to arm Israel concerning everything and anything they need to blow up the Iranians. These are the same people, friends, the same war hawks and the same draft dodgers that continuously try to convey to all of us that we need to go after the next madman. I think Americans should do themselves a service and begin to look at where the madmen really are, because they're in the White House and they're around the said president of the United States of America. Israel is sabotaging all of your said representatives. They're controlling them. They're extorting them. You all the well know why. Because of the Epstein files. As I said yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I can trust her as far as I could throw her, she said nobody tried to block the Epstein files more than Trump. His name was on the file 16,000 times with less than 1% released of the Epstein files, which a majority of it was redacted. Just so you know. Okay, so you can see what's going on with these creeps. I'll tell you another one is, and I know people don't like to hear this, but you better look at Ron DeSantis, folks. He's over in Israel as the governor of the state of Florida, and he's signing on to hate laws over in Israel, showing his allegiance to the Rothschilds Israel. What is he doing over there? What is Abbott doing over there? I mean, what is Greg Abbott doing? All these guys are sold to you as the good guys. No, all these good guys are selling you out, people. You don't know why? Because you sell yourself to the people as being something you're not, and the Lord's not going to tolerate it. That's just the truth of the matter. Know the voice of the prophets, friends. Know the voice of the prophets, because the prophets always point their finger right back at you and show you exactly why it's happening. You know why you have a bunch of Judases in the office throughout the government, both in federal and state, is because the American people have played the Judas before the Lord. That's exactly why it's happening. God is not slack to repay them to their face that hate him, friends. You go ahead and minimize it all that you want to, but you better look at it, engage it in the sight of what Jesus did for us on the cross concerning what it is that he took on our behalf to redeem us back unto the Father. Because without it, you're not going to understand what you profess in any sense of the word. I'm just going to give you this quote. I gave it to you yesterday, but it was Samuel Adams that rightly said, "It is the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice. The American people are already there. For they cannot live in any country where virtue and knowledge prevail. You've given yourself over to those that mean to demoralize you at every given step, and it's exactly what they are allowed to do by the people that allow them to do it." Okay, so let's go to the next point. Franklin Graham, because the title of the show today, friends, this guy is just a creepy joker. And I told you how I was called up to the evangelical, the national evangelicals. This was probably 5-6 years ago now. And I was the only one throwing a wrench in their conversation. I was the only one, friends. I was the stumbling block. I was the rock of offense to bring truth to the meeting that nobody wanted to have. They didn't want to have a conversation concerning the truth of the matter. I'm on a board, a meeting on Zoom with all the national evangelical leaders in the country. The only one that didn't show up was this sick-looking joker. And by the looks of Franklin Graham and his daddy, no wonder why the enemies are so encouraged, friends. They're pathetic. They're nothing but appointed stand-ins. And it goes back to 1 Kings 13:33. These are the baser appointed by scoundrels. Remember what Benito Mussolini said? He said, give me scoundrels to work around him in his administration. He said, because they're easily controlled. Well, that's all Franklin Graham is. And it doesn't just fall to Billy Graham. It doesn't just fall to Franklin Graham. It also falls to the grandkid as well, who was busted committing adultery and splitting churches out in Florida. I mean, Americans, pay attention. This is the blind leading the blind, but it goes a step further than that. These individuals are handpicked to be appointed to do what? They're not there serving God. If they were serving God, like when I was talking about at church the other day concerning false prophets, the prophets are there to serve the kings. And if you look at the false prophets, what did they do throughout the scripture? They always went along with whatever the king said. That's not what a prophet is appointed to do. A prophet is appointed to tell the king what he better do, or else this is what the Lord's going to do. That's what a prophet does. And when people sit there and they look at a Franklin Graham or a Billy Graham or a Paula White, they're not, folks, they're not even false prophets. They're not anointed of God. They're not chosen of God. And if they are chosen of God, they're there and appointed for the very purpose of bringing judgment upon those that have put them up to itch their itching ears. Read the Bible. Common sense. Hey, folks, here, I just want to say this with all simplicity and understanding as a child. You give me any of these politicians and we'll have a conversation about the Constitution. They're lost. And you put up with it. Give me these said Bible teachers and these false prophets, if you want to call them that. And these individuals that have been put up to bring the country as to where it is in the current state. Let's talk about the Word of God. And what you're going to find is if they had the intestinal fortitude to jump on the show, you're going to find out really quick they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message is repent, not the other way around. But again, let me go back and make the point with the false prophets. What do? They fall in line with what the king's wishes are. Well, if you read Deuteronomy 17, it was the said king that the Lord didn't want in 1 Samuel 8 that he gave unto him. He first warned him this is what they were going to do to you. So it shows you that the people would rather be ruled by the corrupt than the living God, where he brings forth liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. What do you think Franklin Graham's appointed to do? Did anybody ever see going back to his daddy? Did anybody ever take the time to watch Billy Graham confront any of the administrations for the crimes that they were committing against the people at large? No! No! Never! Did you ever see him preach out against sodomy, which the Lord calls an abomination? Did you ever see any of these false charlatans that are around him, the Paula Whites of the world? Have you seen any of them confront Donald Trump for the Epstein files or the P. Diddy files or for his rotten, filthy mouth? Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. Anybody see him do that? Nope, neither have I. Anybody see him corrupt or actually confront, forgive me, Donald Trump? Let's just talk about what's going on in the present. Has anybody seen Franklin Creepy Graham? Has anybody seen him turn and confront him for the slaughter of literally thousands upon thousands of babies every day in this country? Oh, I hear you. I know. Bradley, he defunded that. Nope, that's what he told you that he did. That's what he told you that he did. See, folks, we do our work, our homework over here. I know most of you don't, and I'm not condescending, but it's true. You just believe whatever the media tells you that they say, and then you parrot it. No, no, no. Donald Trump added $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than that of Barack Obama. Just think about that. I posted this, and of course, I got it right away, and I'm going to read it for you. This is a picture of none other than an expert on abortion, Lila Rose, and I'm not going after her, but someone pointed this out, and it was a really good point, and I would have caught it sooner or later, and I've covered it 1,000 times, but it says, I voted for Donald Trump and Vance. One time because he was better than Kamala Harris significantly on abortion. This is what Lila Rose said. Did you know that Harris and Donald Trump? Do you know that Donald Trump is responsible for more abortions than Harris was? And see, here's the problem. You actually believe that either one of them are the legitimate picks of the American people, and they are not. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to finish that point because it's important that I do, because I was just highlighting that these individuals that are put up around the administration, they're there to protect his reputation. Just ask Kerry Perjean, who was fired for not going along with the whole Zionist nonsense, right? But I was just showing people, in light of that, Lila Rose, I'm not saying anything negative about her. I'm glad that she's out there at least making people aware of the fact that your government is unconstitutionally murdering your own children, 3,000 to 4,000 every single day. Put that up in the light of Scripture, Proverbs 6:17. The Bible says the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. And when you go to Psalm 97, it talks about you that love the Lord hate evil. It also talks about it in Romans 13, friends. So when we're born of the Spirit of God, we're going to hate what the Lord hates, and we're going to love what He loves. You're not going to get away from it. And it's completely in contrast to the way that you see it by the spirit of the world today. That's why Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my love. Psalm 109, verse 5, King David said the same thing. Psalm 15, that's where Jesus said that. But I just highlighted the fact that I posted this, and someone is saying, you know, I said, look at this. Harris 2024 had over 1,124,000 babies murdered in this country. And then Donald Trump in 2025, 1,126,000 abortions. And, the problem is what you're seeing here, friends, is people, they quit following evidence and they parrot and they follow their leaders blindly. And that's why the Lord said to him, the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. And so, of course, people come after me right away. And so what I have to do is I just have to bring that inconvenient truth in front of them and say, wait a second, guys, you're not paying attention once again. And what I have behind me, and I don't know why it's pulling this up, but it is the government actually increased funding for abortion under Donald Trump. They're not hiding this information from you, friends. It's all out there for you to see, but it shows you how people cherry pick what they want to believe and what they don't want to believe. They see no evil. They hear no evil. That's what they do, right? They love the deceptive world they've created. Well, I'll tell you what, Judgment Day is going to, it's definitely going to pop that bubble, and you don't know when that's going to be. It could be today, could be in an hour, could be in 15 seconds. It can be in 20 years. But if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God and tempt him and not redeem the time in which has been given unto you, that you're on your own. You're on your own. Because I'm going to be a faithful witness here regardless if people like it or not. That's love. A faithful witness delivers souls, okay? So, but look at this. Isn't this interesting? Just talking about the false prophets. Telling the said king, and Donald Trump would love nothing more than to be called the king. He's an absolute clown scoundrel, friends, is exactly what he is. Judge him by his fruit. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Look at this. Franklin Graham, his job apparently is now to protect the president concerning his sins and abominable acts before the living God. The Christian Post, which I believe is a propaganda outlet, that's just my thoughts. But Franklin Graham, they reported, Franklin Graham says abortion is not a top priority for Donald Trump. Well, then listen. Ask old Franklin, since when has it become his job to defend men in their sins rather than to preach out against them in their sins? The reason they don't preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is because they've never repented. And when you look at creepy Franklin Graham, friends, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. Here, look at this one. This is Paula White. I've said before, friends, you can ask anybody, and I'm even talking about man-made church in America, because Christ will have nothing to do with them. They'll even acknowledge the fact that Paula White is the lowest of the low. And people are, they're so offended that she's there, but they put up with her. And I want to show you that they're all appointed. And I want you to listen to this, because Paula White is now receiving endorsements from megachurch pastors, all bought and paid for. Jack Graham, Robert Jeffress, Franklin Graham, the head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and Samaritan's Purse. Folks, we should dig into the Samaritan Purse and start asking where that money's going, because I think you'd all be surprised. I think we'd all be surprised. But Jerry Falwell and his son, and you guys all remember just recently, what was it, 6 years ago, Jerry Falwell and his wife were busted in some relationship. It's all on video. It's all on tape, where his wife was cheating on another guy at a hotel in Miami, I believe it was. It's just sick. It's just debased. These are the individuals that have done just the exact opposite the Lord has commanded them to do. Here's another one for you. Here's Franklin Graham. I just wanted to encourage you today, Mr. President. That's who he's talking to. You are doing the right thing by attacking another nation. I'm adding lib here. Other presidents have just kicked the can down the road for far too long and not made the hard decisions. You are making the world a safer place. Thank you for giving the people of Iran the opportunity of freedom and for freedom. I'm praying that God will give your heart and direct you in every step. Again, I'm going to lay to your candor in question. What did the false prophets do, friends? Whatever the king said and wanted and desired, they went along with his narrative. They allowed him to drive the narrative, and they encouraged him in his evil way. And the Bible condemns that clearly. We're not to have a hand in it. We're not to have a part in it. Just because everybody's going with it, you need to get out of it if you know it's wrong. But here is Franklin Graham. What is he doing, friends? What is he doing? He's trying to show his followers, not Jesus Christ, his followers, listen, we need to get behind the president, because what you don't know is I'm a political stand-in. I'm a gatekeeper. You know, and all of you dummies following me, says Franklin Graham, not out loud, I'm saying it for him. All of you dummies that don't read the word of God, and you give me all your money and you give me all your allegiance. Well, I'm showing you where I'm giving my money and my allegiance to, too. It's to modern day Israel. Oh, is Franklin Graham a Zionist? You better bet your bottom dollar he is, just like the rest of them, friends. You are allowing these individuals to pull you into a war that you do not want. The head of Planeteer, friends, did you know that today he was calling for the draft? Yep. Listen to me. Yeah, go ahead. Call it up. You first and your kids first, because you're not going down that road with me. And America is awakened to that. Hey, you send your son, and then once we see that, we'll know it's a righteous war, and I'll tell you what, we'll help out. But not until then. Okay? Folks, this goes on, with Franklin Graham encouraging, standing up in the face of God, giving the Lord the finger, literally, by trying to defend the president from shedding innocent blood. I want to tell you the offset. I want to tell you what's coming your way because you allow this to go on. 24 Kings, 2 Kings 24, verse 4, tells us that I will forgive all, and I am happy with what King Josiah did. But I'll tell you what, I forgive him for all that. But I am not going to forgive him for the shedding of innocent blood. Shouldn't Franklin know that? Isn't that procuring judgment unto us as a nation? Yep, all by design. That's why the Lord says to know the word, to study it, to show ourselves approved unto the Lord as a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why? 2 Timothy 2:15. Because it tells us in Malachi 2:6, the law of truth is in our mouth. John, you got the last 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
All right, brother. Remember a long time ago when I talked to you and told you that I ended up lost in front of the Graham campus, and it was the creepiest place I'd ever been?
I don't remember that. No, tell me.
Yeah, but it was just the weirdest. It was at night, and it was just like being in a cemetery.
Well, but, yeah, that's not too far from the truth.
But at the same time, you will never get the Republican Party to say that the woman hired someone to murder their baby. You know, if I had a hitman to, taken off somebody, it's like they don't even act like the person that was actually responsible is actually hiring some demon to kill them.
Right. Yep.
And that's never the case. They never talk about the fact that these women are murdering their babies or getting somebody as accomplice,
yep,
to do that for them. They all use it as a punching bag.
Yep.
Democrats, Republicans, it's all just smoke and mirrors, fodder, and minutiae.
Yeah, and what do they do, John? They sit back and say, well, I'm just doing my job. That sounds like the Nuremberg trials, where they all tried to blame somebody else for what they were responsible for actually doing on the behalf of that somebody else.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not blaming the government. It's these people that are doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just getting somebody to pay for it, which is the taxpayer.
Yep. I totally get it. Yep, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's exactly right, folks. When you read, by the way, I'm going to end this with the end, the music off here real quick. If you look at Luke 11:44, remember what Scripture says, "Woe unto you, accursed, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not even aware of them." Why? Because they're not righteous men. They're dead in their sin, 1 Corinthians 15. Love you by what we do. See ya.